Come to Daily Basic. Here you'll find a daily spiritual reflection that will accompany you through your day, whatever it may bring. Carl Valentin once said, "Blessed are all those who have nothing to say and yet keep their mouth shut." You might need to hear that sentence a second time to get it. If not, then congratulations. I didn't get it straight away, you see. When I read it again, I had to laugh out loud. Blessed are all those who have nothing to say and yet keep their mouth shut. Oh, that feels good. Thanks to Valentin. His words help us find ways to deal with those who talk a lot but say nothing. Turn away, yawn when they speak, look away in boredom, roll your eyes, shake your head. The words also help us admit to ourselves that we don't have to listen to everything. We can and may close our ears so as not to let our inner selves be solid. Yes, you are allowed to do that. It's a fundamental right that everyone has. You are allowed to show that something is annoying or boring you. Show it. Words, especially when spoken, are indeed a strange thing. They have a tremendous effect. It is difficult to escape them. That is why wise and matured individuals have not held back from offering a word or two of advice. Speak, to become aware of the impact of one's own words. I read such advice in the wisdom of Holy Scripture. It says, "Do not be quick with your mouth, and do not let your heart rush to speak before God, for God is in heaven and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few." Young people in Israel were brought up in this way. This upbringing took place through dialogue between an adult and a young person. I try to put myself in the position of a young person and then think, ah, how good it is that there is a wise, matured adult who takes time for me, instructs me, and helps me to lead a conscious life. Today, however, young people are either being controlled or are free to do whatever they want or think. Neither of these is good. Part of the wisdom of Holy Scripture involves listening and testing what has been heard. This is followed by verification. That is missing today. For what applies to the many words in a prayer also applies to the many words in everyday life. And what I found really great is this. Practicing mindfulness of the heart towards God does not end with the Amen. It has an effect on one's life. I enjoy meeting such people. You can tell by looking at them. That's all for today. See you tomorrow. And stay safe.